This call is being recorded.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Okay, great. My connection isn't too great. I'm not really hearing you too well, but hopefully that'll clear in a little bit.
Number, if you'd rather dial in using a normal line that was in the email.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah. Then there is a conference dial-in number you can use too.
Okay, I use the 1-855 number. I'll check and see if there's another.
Well, I've been sitting here all day. I've been sitting in this waiting room, and I've been waiting on my friends. Yes, I'm waiting on this conference.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
She should be on shortly.
Okay.
Daniel, we do have apologies from Malekra and Pete at this stage. So we'll give it a minute or so if everyone's okay with that. I do believe Daniel has some challenges at the moment. But we'll, regardless, in a few minutes. Right, it looks like we have Can everybody hear me okay?
Yep, I can. This is Robin.
Yes, I can.
Yes. Thanks.
Hello, good morning.
Great, so we'll do a quick roll call from our side, and then I think slowly. So, Tarero, do you want to take us to roll call?
Sure, thank you, Carl. From India, Jonah, Tarero, Lachin, Robin, Michelle, and Mr. Bakari. From Malekwa. I don't know if I've missed anyone.
Right. Well, then moving on, it's a great time for us to just touch base and give some updates as to where things are moving with and the overall implementation approaches. So the agenda items for today. An update, a particular update on where the BSIS donor management is, and then opportunities and some ideas as we start to align around the idea of bringing BSIS to countries that may be ready for implementation at this stage. And I think we'll touch base on that in a little space for any other items or AOB. Are there any other items that anybody on the call would like to raise?
Carl, I just this is Carl, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Robin.
I just wanted to let you know, every once in a while when you're speaking, you go away for a few words. I will ask you, someone to repeat themselves if that happens, but I just wanted you to know because you were asking if we could hear you.
Yeah, right, that's true. His voice keeps fading. In and out.
Has everybody heard Robin clearly?
Yes.
Okay, then the issue is a connection on our side. I am and will be connecting again, hopefully with a better connection so that our voice is giving the bit. So apologies, I will be back in a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Robin, still here?
Okay, yeah, now this is Michael with CDC. I was just on mute. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just out in space alone.
No, at least in the USA we're here. I don't know where else in the world if they're here. Everybody else still here? Other than Demby?
Still here.
Okay.
Okay, all right, sounds good.
Good, all right.
This is Daniel from Jambi. So it seems to be a South African internet thing at the moment because I've also been having issues today. So I'm in a different place to where Carl is. But also just been having internet issues.
Okay, and it's raining in Tucson, so there you go. It's a different kind of day. And everybody on the line knows Linda Taylor sent me a Skype. Everybody knows that they're trying to reconnect, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. This is Carl again. Are we clearer this time?
So far,
Much better.
Yes, much clearer.
Our apologies. We've done a little runaround, but we're back online. So if anybody who's joined, let's just run through the roll call again. I've lost my screen in front of me, but from memory, it's the Cape Town team, Tariro, Ronwin, Jono, Linda, Carl, Daniel in Johannesburg. We have Robin online. Michelle online, Bakri online, we've got Christine online. Is there anybody I'm missing at this stage?
Yeah, Michael from CDC Atlanta, I'm also here.
Hey, Michael. All right, great. Well, starting the whole thing again. Again, my humblest apologies for some tech runaround, but we're getting started. So from our side, the agenda for today is rolling around the three key standing items. One is the implementation update that Ronwin will run through in a minute. We also then have an update on BSIS for the donor management, the donor management module update. Linda, if you wouldn't mind running us through that. And the third item is new country opportunities, particularly a call for the next countries that we should be considering and would be ready for implementation of the donor management module on the successful implementation in Lesotho in December. So with those three items mentioned, I'd like to ask if there's any other items of business we'd like to raise on the call today. Great, with that said, Ronwin, over to you.
Sure, so an update on where we are with the implementation into Lesotho, I think is the most pressing one. We have a call scheduled, we have the first stage of our implementation planned for the week of the 7th of December, and that's when our team will be going to country with the AABB team to do the deployment of the donor management module and to do training for the team of LBTS staff who will be doing the operational qualification, which is where they basically test the parameters of the system and make sure that it goes hand in hand with their SOPs and everything works well. So that's the first step that we're going to be taking, and that's being planned. We have a call tomorrow with AABB in order just to refine our schedule for that week and make sure that we're all working in the same way and we're getting to all the activities we need to get to. Simultaneously, we're working with LBTS and the Ministry of Health IT team in order to ensure that all the hardware and infrastructure that are required for the donor management module implementation are in place and working. So we're having regular calls with them, and we've put together an IQ checklist, which is an infrastructure qualification checklist that they can use to start running through and making sure that they have everything that's required and that it is all working and meets specific standards. So that's where we are in terms of the implementation of this issue.
Thanks, Ronwin. Are there any questions from the broader team first?
Yes, good morning. This is Bakari. Just a quick question. I'm joining this call new, so forgive me if I'm asking something that has been addressed previously. My question is, are you getting all the support that you need from the NBTS, from the Ministry of Health, with regards to the implementation? And do you have any barriers or challenges with regards to that may affect the implementation schedule?
Sure. At the moment, everybody's being very cooperative and is taking the time to meet with us and to do the work. We've been told that there is work happening in country. The IT team are working on site, the MOH IT team. We'll get more. We have another call scheduled with them tomorrow, so we'll find out more, but everybody seems to be working well together.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Carl, this is Christine. From the user perspective, we are assisting the AABB is assisting the LBTS because they'll need an IQ, so they'll need information from you on your installation qualification, and they will also have their user perspective, OQ, and then eventually the PQ for the donor management, just to let you know that those documents are being written from the user perspective.
Sure. Thanks, Christine. Sorry, if you wouldn't mind just repeating that, which are the three documents that are going to be written from the user perspective so that we're very clear from our side?
Sure. It's required that they will have an installation qualification documentation. They will be working with you to get information from you for that. They're also, they will, from user perspective, working with you operational qualification of them to prove for you. And then eventually they'll have a performance qualification after they go live.
Fantastic. And I think I can speak on behalf of the GEMBI team here. We'd love to, if there's early copies of that, we'd love to see what they do look like. And we do have a bit of information as to the questions we'll be asking around the infrastructure qualification that Ronwin's been pulling together a checklist for the different terminals that we'll be sharing with the team as soon as it's ready to go forward.
Okay, thanks, Carl. I think we're going to be speaking on that tomorrow when we have our call.
Yeah, we should be.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for that, Christine. Any questions or comments from the broader team? No, then I think at this stage, it looks like from what Ronwin and the GEMBI team here is seeing that the implementation is scheduled and on way to, well, the OQ implementation is scheduled and on way to be done and on the 7th of December, the 7th to the 11th moving forward. And we're also looking forward to having Carolyn join us in the field to field test the OQ training manuals and also get input into the further the training manuals for BSIS itself. So quite an exciting time for us. We look forward to seeing the next 6 weeks fly by. But with that said, I think the whole implementation hinges on the software actually being there. So Linda, I'm going to hand over to you to give us a bit of an update as to where we are current opportunity status and any concerns you may have.
Great, thanks, Carl. So at the moment, the team have just started their last two-week development sprint, which will bring us up to the end of October. So that's all the ticketed work as planned. That'll include some of the changes to the donor eligibility rules that we've discussed both on the emailing list and on these calls over the last few weeks or so. So that's still on track to complete by then. It will take a couple of days to wrap that up and merge the changes in. And then really for pretty much the whole of November, the team's going to be very much focused on intensive testing and hardening by the internal team. And that, when I say the internal team, that actually also includes our blood safety expert, Rob Wilkinson. So he'll also be reviewing it. And we're really just going to focus on trying to get the code as complete and as robust as possible for ready for the implementation. Okay, are there any questions around that?
Okay. Thanks, Linda. Right, Daniel, anything you'd like to add on the back of that? No, this is, seems like a very quiet call. So either we're doing a lot of things right, or no one can hear us, or everybody's laughing at us if we're doing everything wrong. But we like to be positive here at Jambi, and I think it's really exciting to see that the software coming together, the UI, really the changes coming in, and the subtle changes that come around the way users engage with the system start to come to light. Bakri, I think this is going to be quite exciting for you to see, you and the team to see when you're down in Cape Town, particularly since you have been involved with the original Zambia work of Vein to Vein. Quite excited to get your input on it when you're here and take it forward from there. So we did mention we are bringing up the donor management side in Lesotho, and that's tied up obviously with the implementation. So with that said, I think before I segue into the next agenda item, which is really about where do we want to take BSIS next year, the creation of a broader community of implementations, the supporting of those implementations by implementers and the lists around it. I think it's also important for us to highlight that this is a very big milestone for us, as we're all well aware, but the milestone is only a part of moving forward. The Jambi team is currently very active in terms of road mapping the next set of features beyond the BSIS blood safety release. And these ideas are to include the internationalization of the tool, i.e. multiple languages, the multi-site implementation patterns, any mobile apps for clinic visits, and so on and so forth. So we're excited to be bringing out our long-term roadmap. By the end of November, we'll have a more high-level roadmap as to what sort of features we're aiming to release over the next 18 months with BSIS. And I think that also is a great idea for us and a great thing to be talking around with TA providers and potential countries and implementers, to be aware of when BSIS, the entire tool suite, would be ready to be adopted by a particular country based on their needs. An example would be assuming BSIS can run a multi-site country as of 1st of January would be a mistake, because we haven't got that functionality in yet. But this is part of the product development patterns, and not forgetting that we need to ensure that all feedback that comes in from Lesotho is accounted for and built into the system. So with that said, I think what we'd like to segue into a little bit right now is just an update on other countries and other opportunities that are on the table and call for opportunities. So as some of the team are aware, Ethiopia has expressed quite a bit of interest in understanding the BSIS tool and the software. They are looking to put their own blood safety information system, which we're really hoping to short circuit by the open source project, which is BSIS itself. So we're trying to schedule a conversation with the Ethiopian Blood Service and the Ministry of Health and their various technical providers in country to run through just where BSIS is, what's going on with it, and hopefully build a closer relationship to the Ethiopian teams potentially contributing back towards the open source project. So I know that Bakri, Michelle, Michael, you all have been involved in these conversations, and we are trying to bring the team together for a discussion next week. So that's quite an exciting thing for us in terms of project growth, to hopefully be bringing on another group to engage with us and take the tool forward at the same time. But are there any questions around the engagement with Ethiopia? Okay. Well, then the next question is, once Lesotho, where next? That's really what we're hoping to get a feel for. I know Ronwin has put out a call for opportunities and countries to the two TAs that are part of the group at the moment. That's Christine yourself with AABB, and I know Pete Zak has made his apologies, but he's also starting to bring back information around this. And right now we're trying to look at earmarking which would be the countries to be approaching who may be ready to have BSIS deployed in the next year moving forward. That's from pretty much April onwards. And right now we've identified four key ones, four countries to continue implementation in, but we'd love to get the community and the team's ideas as well. So any thoughts, anybody want to stand up and say?
Yes, hi, this is Michelle speaking. So we over the past month have traveled to two places. John and I went to Uganda, and I'm not sure if that is part of the four countries that you have on your list right now, but we had extensive conversations with the team, UBTS in Uganda, and they're very interested in learning more about the visa system and seeing if whether or not it's a viable opportunity for them. They are looking into a couple of systems, but given the specs and the description that we gave them, it seems like they are definitely interested in learning more about visas and seeing if they could possibly take it on. So Uganda's on is on the table as one country who may be interested. Bakri and I also just came back from Nigeria, and we described the system to them in Nigeria. And Bakri, please feel free to add in if I miss anything. But they definitely are in need of an IT system in their blood center. Right now we're focusing more on the Abuja center, but throughout all of their centers in their network, they definitely do not have a robust IT system in place right now. And so they are definitely interested in learning more about visas and hopefully bringing it into country, particularly since there are some budgetary constraints with their MBTS right now. And so looking into more higher priced systems is definitely not an option for them, but they definitely do need to upgrade, because as the system currently stands, they will definitely have issues moving forward with accreditation without getting a more robust system like visas on board.
Right. Thank you, Michelle. Just to add, here I'm using my experience in terms of working with vein to vein when we were considering which countries should implement the vein to vein. So fast forward, what has been critical is in terms of looking into like buy-in from the country, and then also the infrastructure that is in place. So what we did was we came up with very simple template. So maybe this is where Jembe will come in. It will be helpful for us. Our team, we will meet and then come up with a list of countries based on our interaction with them, and we will prioritize them. But then hopefully when we meet in Cape Town is because we will need to take into account as far as the budget is concerned with regards to implementation in those countries. Like, for example, Michelle and I, when we visited Nigeria, some of the questions that came up in terms of whether Jembe will visit to look at their infrastructure needs to see if they are ready, if they have everything in place to take on the BSIS. And then as far as training needs, if there are costs involved, if Jembe needs to be on the ground to provide training, and then implementation. So what would be helpful for us is if just very simple, if Jembe can, maybe we can also discuss this in more detail when we are in Cape Town, is like for a country to consider implementing Jembe, what simple questions do you need to know about that particular country, for example? Because this will help us to determine which countries may be in a position to take on the system. And then in terms of like training needs, where the cost will come from, in terms of implementation, because then we will consider a phased approach. Adding to those countries, because we know that Zambia, of course, might be of interest, and Ghana also, they have expressed interest, and Cameroon, because Cameroon initially, actually, they had already started using the vein-to-vein, even though they were not supposed to. What we need, if you can tell us those four countries, but ideally we want to initially focus on some priority PEPFAR countries, especially the original 14 countries. I will pause for now in case you have questions.
Hi, Carl. This is Christine. I did not respond yet to Linda due to the fact I'm out in Anaheim now, and we're ready for the annual meeting, but I did have priority of countries that we support ABBs, and they're kind of a variety for you. One that's large and has a current infrastructure, has safe now, and they want to reach over in Botswana. And the right in process now, I've tried to get a hold off on purchase Meditech.
Yeah.
For them. But they're prime, and they would be big multi-site, six sites. Swaziland, they currently have blue, but they haven't fully implemented. They've tried to do the donor. Don't believe it, but they do have the IT the hardware infrastructure, and they would be ready, very ready. And then the two Portuguese-speaking countries of Mozambique and Angola, when you're ready for the language, and to switch for Portuguese. And those, Zambia is also in the southern region for of the our cooperative agreement. Now ABB hasn't provided technical assistance for them because they're not receiving it now. But we did talk with them at the beginning meeting a couple years ago. So those are
great
that I will be sending to Linda.
Thanks, Christine. Sorry, there was one country that I missed between Botswana and Mozambique. What was that country you mentioned?
Angola.
Swaziland.
Swaziland, Angola, all right, thank you.
And Angola is the other speaking country, and they right now have no, they don't have a system. And Mozambique has, they have the DRDB in Portuguese, so they have the donor management piece.
Yeah. Thank you, team.
So what I was going to suggest is for CDC here, we can also work with the TA providers and then the countries. Given the fact that we have access to all these countries, we can put out a call to determine their level of interest in the basis for implementation. And then on that basis, in terms of what I mentioned earlier, then we will work with you to prioritize the countries. And then if you have that simple template that I mentioned, just to get an indication of where, if the country is in a position to actually implement the basis. If we have that, when we reach out to the countries, we can include that so that you can get a sense of which countries might be ready. But going forward is at headquarters here, we would prefer initially if we have a list and then in discussion with you to prioritize the countries and have a phased approach. So that's what I would
say. Bakri, thank you. And to everybody who's fed in here, it's great to have heard that our four countries are coming out here. And yeah, not to forget that Lesotho is our priority right now, so that's always part of our four countries as we talk. We had earmarked the ideas around Ghana, Uganda, Zambia, and Lesotho, but as key countries, and we will definitely be working to send you the filtering questions, let's put it that way. We have a country assessment tool, a blood service assessment tool to use, which is quite in-depth, to get a better feeling of how things are going within a country and how ready they are. So it's a readiness assessment tool to use. But often what we're looking at the moment is we're in a very interesting position with BSIS because we're doing an agile, iterative implementation-driven approach and development to the tool and the implementation. And what I mean by that is we're not in a situation right now, as of today, 21st of October, where we can do blood stock management. We will be in that position in the future. So we're, and the range of features that we need to look at with a country. So a country may not be the best suit right now, but there's nothing to say they won't be well suited in the future. So mm-hmm. Good examples of this, the three quick thoughts I have down here, which are major limiting factors for us when we look at BSIS, is language. Right now, BSIS is an English tool. There's We can't make excuses or apologies for that. That's what we inherited, and that's one of the primary things right now that we have to look at. That being said, it is on the roadmap, as we mentioned, to make it internationalized, move to different languages and character sets. So to implement visas soon, you'd want to make sure that the working language is predominantly English, and that is the language of the blood service. The second one is to look at how many, the multi-site or single-site option. Do these sites need to communicate with each other, or is it okay initially to start with one site? And if it is multi-site, can they work over the same network? Now, this is, again, BSIS is still developing its enterprise asynchronous multi-site tool option, and that is part of the pipeline for the year two that we're moving towards. So with that said, Lesotho is a great example. It's a very centralized country with one primary site that we're working in, English-based. We're focusing on the donor management. When we release the blood management module, we'll have a full end-to-end within a site based on English. And I think our scenario then is, can we then move this to another country who's also English, can have a BSIS implementation in a site and not necessarily needing to exchange data yet. So I think this will be a great conversation for us to have when we're all in Cape Town together. And then also, Christine, I'm not sure if you're going to be in Lesotho or if it's just going to be the Crispin and the team from South Africa, but if not, I'm sure we'll be catching up just to unpack the broader roadmap of where things are going to go.
Carl, I won't be in Lesotho. It'll just be Crispin for the implementation week in December 7th through 11th. I think we talked about later in January, potentially having their go live, and that's when I'll be there.
Right. Right. So our list at the moment go ahead, Bakri.
Sorry, I think, Carl, what may be helpful is, do you know, you probably may still be working on this, like initially, how many countries would you be able to implement the basis within a year? Because that would be helpful in terms of providing any training needs and the implementation. And then also, I know this may vary from country to country, but then in terms of like an estimate of how many centers per country you will be able to implement the basis. And then also as far as any cost that a country may incur.
Sure, so we've got answers to all three of those questions at this stage, and they're very. Right now, with our current team and growth level that we're expecting, we're probably looking at about a maximum of supporting 4 implementations next year. That's including the ongoing Lesotho. And that's just really about balancing out the growth and expectations of the groups, as well as ensuring that the software is able to be developed at the same time. So that's a little bit where we're earmarking at that. We're modeling those implementation patterns on one site in the country to start as a single site, get that up and running, and then we'll have to look on a country-by-country basis if there's multiple sites, what the implementation strategy is around that. And obviously, the costs vary on country-to-country basis, but we do have a schedule that follows our implementation schedule that accounts for the travel and personnel time and so on. For that, and we're happy to discuss that with you when you're down here in Cape Town to prioritize that and make sure we're accounting for all things appropriately.
Okay, thank you. That's good.
Great. So our list at the moment, which we have a few countries we hadn't thought of, actually. Nigeria was one of them. It didn't pop up here. So we've got Nigeria, Uganda, Zambia, Ghana, Cameroon, Botswana, Swaziland, Mozambique, and Angola. I do know that Pete Zak is interested in Mali too. Obviously, being a French-speaking country, there's an idea there. We have got Ethiopia on the table. Last we also heard, moving a little further to the east, there is Cambodia and Nepal are interested, and we have that interest from Liberia too as an option. So the list is big, and we have a few slots to fill off of it. I think this prioritization and readiness is going to be critical for us to balance the demand of visas versus what we can, the rate at which we can deploy, refine our implementation strategies so that as we move forward, we're able to really take things on a lot more. We are trying to interweave implementations in our planning for next year. It would be good if we could start some of the discussions with the interested countries earlier on, so that there's no lull in pickup. We can rather start quite rapidly on the back of a successful Lesotho implementation. And I think that's important for us all to know that we don't want to start sparking off too many fires here until we've really honored our commitment to Lesotho and their long walk with us, but also made sure that through that process, BSIS is the safe tool that we all know it will be, and that it's proven. So we're excited for that, and we'll be working these up and take it forward from there. So Christine, yourselves and AABB have first prize or booby prize, depends how you want to look at it, with BSIS going into Lesotho first and us focusing there with all of our efforts right now. And then very rapidly, we'll need to start looking at some of these other opportunities, and we'll be chatting with the Michael, Michelle, and Bakru when you guys are down in Cape Town to prioritize this. So I think this has been a great idea. As we mentioned, we are looking at growing not just the number of countries that want to implement BSIS, but at the community around that. I think as our website is coming together quite nicely, we've got a new BSIS page coming together that's bigger than the wiki, more focused at BSIS itself. What we will be launching around that is a set of community channels or forums to create opportunities for interested parties to engage with us, either countries interested in BSIS to start discussing, and we'll start lifting out more than just this particular project call. We'll start hearing what the needs are and bringing the open source community ethos, not just to developers, but to users and implementers, and trying to create a network around this challenge of a fit-for-purpose blood safety information system, BSIS, for Africa and other low-resource settings. So that's our current update for this week. These next 2 weeks, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. As Linda mentioned, we will be doing our big internal release on our jack-o'-lantern release date, which is really the 30th. We'll then start doing intensive testing of the product to be ready for the implementation in Lesotho, and then undergo the OQ. Christine, we will be sharing and discussing tomorrow the IQ question set that we have, and make sure that we've got that well understood between the various teams with the MOH who's supporting the installation of the IT in Lesotho at the same time. So this pattern is going to be quite important as we engage other countries, that nobody expects Jembe to arrive with a drill and network cable and run network through the building, which we've had in some of our other projects. So with all that said, if there is nothing else from anybody else, I think we've reached a good time in our call. So are there any other items of business or points of discussion?
No, Kyle. Just to mention that our team will be in touch so that we can sketch out an aggressive agenda item for our visit, given the fact that we'll be in Cape Town for only 2 days. But thank you.
Fantastic, Bakri. Looking forward to that. Great. Well, with that said, thank you, everybody, and I'm very happy to give you back 20 minutes in your day. Look forward to touching base with you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Yes, and I look.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, I've been sitting here all day.